Hey friend, do you love the smell of books? Maybe you absolutely delight in the sound of a pen gliding across a page as you write. Hi, my name is Sheena Rodriguez, and I am a Jesus follower, a writer, entrepreneur, and lover of all things boho and books. In this podcast, I want to take you on a journey of discovering yourself, discovering God and your passions, and how to make your life beautiful and so full that it overflows into the lives of others. And over here, we are not about compartmentalizing life. Oh no. Over here, we talk about holistically taking your life and presenting it as a place where others can be blessed just by knowing you. Are you excited? I am. So snag your favorite mug of tea or a pen and paper and let's jump in. Because you're listening to Her Reading Life podcast. Hello, friends. It is so lovely to be back. As some of you might know, if you listened to episode 6, I announced that I was taking a seasonal break about 3 weeks ago. I initially meant to only take about a week, but as some family members were sick during the duration of my break, which mixed up my plans a little, I ended up taking an extra 2 weeks. I am so thrilled, though, to share the exciting things I have planned for this next fall season very soon. If you'd like to stay updated, definitely sign up for my newsletter, which is the best way to stay up to date with any new announcements, events, or projects. You can do that by heading over to bio.site/Sheera J. Rodriguez and clicking the button that says Join My Email List. But I would like to shift gears a little to talk about today's episode. This is one that I have waited for so long to share with you all. Okay, so to give a little backstory, as I was doing research for my podcast around March of this year and listening to other Christian self-development and lifestyle podcasts, I stumbled across one called The Christian Girl's Tea. I tapped on the icon on Spotify and listened as I shelved the clean dishes from my dishwasher. Amid the clinks of glassware and ceramic, this girl's voice compelled me, and I remember at one point I just stopped and listened. Her passion as she talked about living for Christ and the gospel, her energy as she applied passages to practical situations, stood out to me amid the 20 or so podcasts that came up on my search. I had turned off some after barely listening for a minute, sampled others for about 5 or 10 minutes, but after listening to hers, I felt an immediate desire to meet this girl. So I followed her podcast on Spotify and searched Anna and her podcast page on Instagram, where I also followed her. A month or so later, Anna posted a story about reading C.S. Lewis's The Chronicles of Narnia. And if you know me, friends, you know I cannot resist anything C.S. Lewis. So I replied to her story, fangirling over the series like a true Narnian, and she was so absolutely sweet in her reply, and honestly, we just hit it off from there, chatting about our favorite books from the series and so on. She has become an incredible inspiration and a dear friend. So I was so honored when she accepted my invitation to come onto the podcast to talk about how to study the Bible when you just don't have time on your hands. As writers, we write from the well of who we are, and we are whatever we fill our minds with. And if we want to write truth or beauty at its highest, we need to seek the source of that truth and beauty. So friend, whether you need motivation to get back into your devotional time, help with how to actually stick with a study plan, or simply want to get that little rush of motivation to pursue Jesus, I promise you that this is the episode for you. I was so blessed by listening to this in the editing process and can't wait for you to be blessed by this too. Hey, Anna.
Hi, Sheera.
I'm so excited to have you on. It's so great to finally have you here.
Oh my goodness, you have no idea how excited I was today looking forward to this moment. So thank you so much for letting me be on here. I'm so pumped.
Oh my goodness, you are so sweet. Oh, I'm so excited too. All right, I am so excited, listeners, to share time with Anna and to tell you a little bit about her story. So Anna, I want to jump right in. What is your story and How did you become interested in the Bible and cultivate this beautiful passion for studying it? Because Anna is a podcaster as well. She's a fellow podcaster, which was why I was super, part of why I was super excited to be able to connect with her. And she focuses on her podcast mostly on how to live the Bible and how to read the Bible and study the Bible. And it's so inspirational and I love listening to it. So tell me how you actually got started with this and became interested in the Bible and cultivated this beautiful passion for studying it.
Well, first of all, Sheeta, you are such an encouragement. Thank you for saying all of that about my podcast. Really, that's the reason why I made the podcast was for it. I wanted a resource myself as a Christian girl. And so God was like, well, then, honey, let's just make one. So that's where that came from.
Oh, yeah.
But honestly, so my love for the Bible is a habit that's been cultivated that has turned into delight, basically. So my parents are pastors. They help lead my church, and they have been for some time. And so, yeah, I'm a pastor's kid, one of the, I guess, better ones, as it were. So I grew up in the church. I grew up surrounded by God's word, by scripture everywhere. And so, honestly, so reading scripture has been really significant part of my life. So something that my parents had my brothers and I do when we were younger was they had us each morning, we were supposed to read the Bible. And before that, before we were ever able to read, my dad would take my brothers and I each individually, and he would read scripture to us, I think maybe a chapter a night before we went to sleep, just so we could hear God's word, because even hearing it is life-changing. All that to say, I ended up, later elementary school, middle school, as many people have, I started focusing on boys and more worldly things and honestly trying to be cool, which was my own personal downfall. That just kind of, it caught me up and it started taking away the delight from reading scripture, from my faith. I was living for me, and yeah, there wasn't really any God in that. But I had a change of heart. COVID hit, obviously. I had a change of heart. And God said, honey, I need you to be living for me. It's all or nothing. He doesn't want lukewarm Christians. He wants us to either be hot or cold. And so he was like, okay, you got to make a choice. Here's the deal. You can either fully serve yourself. You can abandon this as you've seen your friends do. Or you can pursue this. This needs to be your life or it needs to be nothing at all. You can't serve two masters. So I decided that I was going to be serving Jesus, and that's what my life was going to be for. So fast forward to now, that's where I've cultivated this passion for scripture from, is over the course of my life. It's been basically a plot line, like a story arc of yes. me starting from being a baby to now, of just loving God's word.
I love that so much. What a beautiful story. And I love that your parents took the time to read mm-hmm. scripture to you, because I feel like people sometimes underestimate how much you actually absorb as a kid. And, right. you know, reading the Bible doesn't have to be a huge thing. It can just be a chapter a day. It's just that steady soaking in the word. It's that steady
right.
growth. It's that appetite, growing that appetite, so that after a while you're like, wow, I can't stop reading this. And when we combine that with prayer, it is really a powerful thing, because we whet our appetite and we begin, like you said, as I love how you describe that, we begin to delight in God's word.
Amen to that.
And I'm really curious, because this is something that I know a lot of people, and not just me, have wondered. Anna, do you think there's like a difference between reading and studying God's word? Because sometimes we think, okay, I read my passage, and then we're like, oh, but were we supposed to like study it? Or, often I feel like when we think of the word study, delighting in studying is not the word you think of. And so, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the difference between reading and studying, and what do you think about how to make studying something enjoyable and beautiful?
Right, exactly. It's honestly, it can be really hard. First of all, I want to say a quick disclaimer. I am no professional. This is not what I do for a living. I don't have my theology degree or anything. This is just something that I love, and it's such a big part of me that I just want to share it. But yeah, so honestly, in light of I'm reading Mere Christianity right now, and C.S. Lewis uses a ton of images to explain faith. So I wanted to maybe use an image of being in an English class. So imagine you're there, and there's a really big difference between merely reading the passage and studying the passage. So I guess, you know what, maybe compare reading over the summer and studying over the school year. So over the summer, you're reading just to delight in it, to be like, wow, this is really interesting. But you know, it's kind of surfacey, you know? It's not necessarily, you're not necessarily diving into it. You're more just reading it, taking it at its word. But
Yes.
then when we get to studying, right? Studying is when you're supposed to be going deeper. Like you're getting information from other sources. You're figuring out what this actually means. What does this stand for? How, and then in our case, how does this look in the original text, maybe? What does this commentary say? What does this pastor say? What is God saying? What do other passages say? You can corroborate scripture with itself, which is amazing. But so how you're saying that it doesn't necessarily feel like we can delight in studying. That's honestly, friend, if you believe that, you're dead wrong. Honestly, you can totally delight in studying God's word, because when you fully understand it, you have this delight, this understanding. It's this really cool connection with God, because you actually understand what he's saying. He's revealed himself to you in a special, more deep way. Honestly, I gotta be honest. Sometimes, currently right now, I have a super busy season, and so I'm doing a lot more reading. But what I do to try to get that to that next level is I try to read slowly. I try to let it, you know what? Let me just tell you, I'm reading Psalm 119 right now, and it is a Hebrew acrostic poem, and it's split up into 21 different sections, all based off of the Hebrew alphabet. So it's this giant acrostic poem. It's huge.
It is huge. I love it.
I know, I do too. It's actually perfect for what we're talking about today. It's King David, and he's talking about how much he loves scripture and how life-giving it is, how challenging it is. But so it's, again, I don't have a ton of time in the mornings to be reading, but I do have enough time, maybe 5, 10 minutes a morning to read right now. But what I do to study and delight and get that more information is I take a colorful pen, and I have been boxing around the different words that stand for God's word. So your instruction, your law, your command, your commandments. And that's just a super simple way to be studying, right? And then I can look back on the other sections of the psalm to you know, just check and see how often he's been using this word. But honestly, it only takes 5 to 10 minutes to be doing that, because the sections are so short. But anyways, there's so it's It's so easy. Well, you know what? I'm not going to say that. It's not easy to delight in God's word. It is a habit you have to build. It
Yes.
is a, and we're going to be talking about that soon, I'm pretty sure. But it's something that you have to cultivate in yourself. But once you cultivate it, even studying, one of the most boring things that people think they can do, even studying will bring you delight. So, got pretty passionate about that one. But yeah, if that makes sense.
Yes. Oh my goodness, that was so good. I love that. Because often we think, okay, in fact, this is what I usually do. Sometimes when I'm like, okay, I'm sitting down to study, I kid you not, I go to the passage, and then if there's the verse that sticks out, because obviously I don't have time to do this for the whole chapter, I will go to, I think that's it's not Blue Letter Bible, it's another website that they have the Hebrew version, like the Hebrew lexicon or something like that. And sometimes it's
Dude.
super helpful, but other times I'm like, this takes a long time to go to like the lexicon thing. I think it's called the lexicon, where you have the Hebrew word, the English word, and then you can click on the Hebrew word and see the definition and things like that. And it's incredibly rewarding to read certain things and certain ideas in the original Hebrew. But sometimes I'm like, I just don't have time to actually look this up and then look at all the,
you know, all the cross references and the scriptures and things like that. So I love that you just took that, you made it so practical and easy to do in like 5 or 10 minutes, you know, where you can highlight, okay, what is God saying about his word? How should I think about it? Because God's word really forms the way that we think about things, the way that we, the concepts that we have about things, how he wants us to perceive things, how he wants us to love things. And often when you have a certain word for something, you're teaching your mind, you're teaching your heart how to think about things. And so I absolutely love that way of studying. I am going to try that. I will definitely try that.
Yeah, I think it might only work in Psalm 119 because that's the only place I've been using it, but it's been really fun. And yeah, there's, you know what, I've like Coffee and Bible Time, I think, they talk a lot about when they're doing their studying, however long or short it is, they look for attributes of God and then they write it down. That's a super simple way to be studying God's word, is looking for himself in his own word. Because let me tell you, friends, he totally tells us who he is. Yeah. And I'm using a lot of alliteration and it's really funny. But anyways, sorry, didn't mean to get distracted.
No, that's perfect. Yeah, what's it called? But, yeah. Is it an Instagram page or a podcast?
It's an Instagram page, a podcast, and a YouTube channel. They're called Coffee and Bible Time. I think you have to probably have to dig through a lot of their stuff to find that. But they do talk a lot about just looking for who God says he is. So like in when he's talking to Moses, he says his name is I Am Who I Am. So that's who he is. That's one of the names for God. If you find a name for God, you can pull that out, etc. There's so many like simple ways that we can be studying and furthering our knowledge in God. So,
yes, yeah. Definitely. Wow, they have the whole shebang.
I know, they're really cool.
I will definitely leave that link in the show notes below for you guys if you want to check that out.
Hey friend, I'm so excited to make an announcement I've been keeping for quite some time. I'm opening up positions for podcast interns. If you have ever wanted to start a podcast but weren't sure how to start or felt that maybe you weren't ready yet, this is for you. I'll teach you everything I know about podcasting, from how to create a compelling idea list to how to edit your episodes and ask your dream guests to come onto your podcast. If this sounds like you, head over to your favorite browser and type bio.site/ShiraJRodriguez to apply. That's bio.site/ShiraJRodriguez. I'm so excited to see you there, friend.
Okay, so Anna, I know a lot of us, we want to read the Bible. We have that intention, but sometimes it is just so hard because we're like, we wake up in the morning and the first thing is, well, there's a little tempting thing called the phone that is distracting us from even starting. So how do you regularly stoke that passion for taking time for reading and studying? Because, you know, you need to have that motivation before you even start. Otherwise, we're going to end up with legalism or like, you know, just doing it just to follow the rules or because I have to check the box.
So honestly, because this needs to be a regular thing that we daily need to be soaking our soul in scripture, like we were talking about how we need to actually be hearing what God wants us to hear, we have to go and make that a priority. So first of all, we have to start with the mindset. We have to mentally prioritize our faith and our relationship with God. Just like if you are in a relationship, any kind, whether you're married or dating, or if you're, it's just a regular friend, like you have to intentionally be pouring into that relationship. Otherwise, you're not going to see any fruit from it. And you know what? It's easy to get into like a legalistic mindset, like you were saying, in relationships. You try to maybe check off the boxes like, oh, I texted her today. Oh, I texted her today. Oh, I'm going to hang out with her this day. Check, check, check. I'm a really good friend. That's not how that's going to work. And the same thing is true with our relationship with God. It's not a box that we check off, and it shouldn't be. It's going to feel like it at first, and not just at first. It's going to feel like it at different seasons in your life. Sometimes you're going to want to read scripture. You're going to like just dive into it. And sometimes it's just going to be another box to check off. But it shouldn't be. Again, we need to prioritize and we need to acknowledge that that's going to happen, that we're going to have that mindset that we can't help what we feel, but we can actually help what we do about it. That's something that my dad says, and I'll probably bring that up multiple times in this episode. But seriously, it's a habit. We need to be making this a habit. Take school, for example. You get that A by working really hard consistently. And the cool thing about that is if you work hard and try to get higher grades and do your best, when you inevitably mess up on that one assignment, it's not necessarily going to hurt your grade as much as it would be if you were continually having straight D's, you weren't studying, you weren't investing. And so the same thing is true here, where yeah, you just need to be making it a habit and investing in that relationship. Mm-hmm. Because in those times where it becomes more of like a legalistic mindset, or if it's just another box to check off, you can fall back on the habit, and then you can build back up into the delight.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And I think in addition, something that I've found in my own life, especially when the habit just won't work for me, because I wish I was a disciplined person, but I'm sorry, I am just not, I'm not a disciplined person. So sometimes even the habit, I will just break that habit because I don't want to do it. But something that I found super helpful for myself when I need that impulse to just keep me going with that same habit is to just ask the Lord, Lord, would you please just stoke this passion? Would you please give me that desire for you? Would you make me want you? Because there are times where you are going to be like, God, I am just dying for doing anything else except praying right now. Especially when you come to moments of grief or confusion and you're like, God, what are you doing? I don't get it. I really don't want to spend time with you. I'm kind of not on the greatest terms with you right now. And it happens. It happens. Right. I know, because I've gone through stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I've gone through periods where I'm like, God, I don't even know what to say, because I don't want to sound insincere by, you know, praising you and everything, like nothing's going on. But God is not afraid of tough questions. He's not afraid of tough situations. And if we ask him to give us whatever we need, he definitely will. And implementing that habit will also keep us. It's a very, I feel like it's a delicate kind of symbiosis almost kind of thing, where you're partnering with God in making that a habit and putting down that discipline and asking the Lord to give you that desire when you don't have it. Because when you show up, you are having faith in that fact that God is going to show up because you showed up too. And God honors faith. And when you show up expecting him to do something, he will. I can guarantee you, he will.
Amen. 100%. And even when we don't show up, he still shows up. That's how consistent our God is. Yes. That's how passionate and loving and merciful he is, that even when we fall short, even when we fail, and we will inevitably fail, he comes right back in and catches us. Like, not just, he doesn't just pull us up. Like, sometimes he catches us. Like, it's incredible that we don't need to live in fear that he's going to leave us behind. That's also sometimes where the legalism comes in, that we're, the reality is, friends, we're saved by grace through faith. Amen. So it's nothing that we can do. You're not saved by reading your Bible every day. You're not saved by praying every day. It is a relationship, and it is faith. It is solely and completely faith. We are trusting that this is true, and we are trusting that God exists and that he loves us and that he wants a relationship with us.
Absolutely.
And we're trusting that Jesus did die for us and that he did come back. And so we use scripture to grow. We use scripture to grow our relationship with Christ, because otherwise it's just going to be stagnant. And that's not a real relationship. We can see that in human-to-human relationships, honestly, that when we don't pursue that relationship, it dies. Like, honestly. And so we need to have grace with ourselves, because God has grace with us. We need to have high standards for ourselves. But the amazing thing about God is that with those high standards, he also gives us the highest grace, and that it's okay if we fail, because he's going to be right back. He's going to be right there to help us get back on our feet and keep pushing. So,
yes, definitely. I love that so much. And something beautiful is that even when we let go, like, you know, in a relationship, usually they say, you know, if a relationship dies, somebody dropped the ball. And the beautiful thing with God is that you know that he will never, ever drop the ball. So even if you drop the ball, he's going to keep things together. So you can always come back and just trust him. And that's the beautiful thing about the Bible, too. When you fail, there's going to be days where I promise you, you are going to fail because you're human. And there's going to be days where you're like, I just forgot. I can't believe it. But God is so merciful and he always gives us a second chance. He's always there. And his grace is so incredible and beautiful and overwhelming.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so some of us need motivation,
right?
For sure, and we just got you all, hopefully, we got you all pumped up for reading. But there are others who have so much motivation and energy they want to put into studying the Bible, but they have absolutely no clue where to start. What would you tell this crowd, Anna? What are some practical steps for them to be able to start reading the Bible and studying?
Okay, most practical step I have is open your Bible, friend. And what I mean is I recommend going and starting in the Gospels. So the Gospels are in the New Testament. So that's the second, it's not half, but the second part of the Bible. And it's the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And you can pick any of those because all four of those have different accounts of Jesus's life. And to be a Christian, you need to understand what you believe. And so you want to start off with the Gospels. You want to know what you believe. So that's where I recommend, like, super, like, right off the bat, super practical step. And like we were talking about, you should be making Bible reading a habit. So pick a time, pick a place if you want to, if that makes you feel better, or maybe like a basket or a bag that you bring with you to wherever you're going to study, and be ready. Just pray. Pray for God's wisdom and encouragement to start reading, open your Bible, and get to it. Honestly, that's what it is. That's what it takes. Sometimes the most practical step is literally to just start. Because honestly, in most areas of my life, it's really hard for me to just start doing things. Like, there's a book I really want to read. I like try to hype myself up when in reality, I should just be opening that page. So the same thing is true with the Bible, is that sometimes you just need to open that page and read. So that's basically, if you really do have no clue where to start, that's where you should start. And then I think another thing that can help with your motivation is to journal. So journal what you read, journal your prayers, bring a notebook along with you. And honestly, if you want to get a journaling Bible, those are so much fun. There's a bunch of empty space so you can draw and it makes it or you can write out that I kind of draw with words. So it just makes it more fun because you get to express yourself while also reading about how God expresses himself too. It's honestly, friends, just get into it. Just start. That's what you need. You just need to start. Just open your Bible.
I love that. Yes, definitely. Because some of us, myself included, we're overthinkers and we're like, okay, this, I've got to create like the perfect ambiance or the perfect experience.
Right.
No. Forget that. Erase that from your brain because all you need to do is sit down with the Bible, even if it's on your phone, okay? You just need to pull up the Bible app and read the verse of the day.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Just start there. And if you don't understand, actually, I know this is actually one of the next questions that I wanted to ask you. What are some of your favorite tools when studying the Bible? So if you don't understand, what is something that helps you kind of understand it better, or some tools that you really enjoy? Anything ranging from your favorite highlighter to your well-worn commentary that just helps you be able to understand better or study better.
Mm-hmm. Right. So like I was saying, I use a journaling Bible. So that's the first thing. You always want to just have your Bible. Make sure you have your Bible so that I prefer having a hardcover, that's ridiculous, a hard copy of the Bible. And there's lots of other Bible apps out there. So if maybe a hard copy of the Bible isn't your thing, go download an app like the YouVersion Bible app. There's the Blue Letter Bible app. There's lots of Bible apps out there. So look for one of those. Those are the two that I recommend. I'm super simple. So I have a black pen. And that's what I use in my Bible to underline. And then right now I'm using, like I was saying, a color pen, like the Paper Mate felt tip pens.
Mm-hmm.
But then for information, okay, The YouVersion Bible app seriously is amazing because you can actually search for the words that you're looking for. If you're maybe looking, like I use this in my podcast all the time. I have like an idea or a concept or like a little tiny bit of a verse and I can't remember where it is. I look it up in the search engine on the Bible app and then I implement that into my podcast and use that to help me. But then on the YouVersion Bible app, there's devotionals and there's like with the verse of the day, there comes videos that explain the verse of the day. So if you're looking for the verse of the day and you're like, I have no idea what this means, maybe watch the video because that might actually help you out. But for me right now, as I'm reading Psalm 119, I've been using the Blue Letter Bible app because it has commentary, like built-in commentaries. It has sermons that go along with the scripture reading. It's crazy.
Wow.
It has, yeah, I had no idea. You just have to tap on the verse on the screen and then it gives you like this super big list. There's like, there's the concordance. There's, you can, like how you were talking about how you can, the lexicon, I think, how yes. you can compare the English and the Hebrew or the Greek to yeah. figure out what it was actually saying. Like how I'm in Psalm 119 right now, how each of the different sections start with a specific letter in the Hebrew alphabet. Mm-hmm. I've been able to actually see what it looks like. Like it's been incredible. But then also grab a commentary. I use the actual, hold on, what is it called? The NLT actual, like the commentary. Mm-hmm. It's a separate book and it's just commentary on the New Living Translation, which is the translation I read in case I don't actually understand. And then another resource you can, like guys, there's so many resources out there. So just look.
Yes.
But one more that I use is a parallel Bible. So what that is it's four different translations. Mine is New King James Version, English Standard Version, NLT, and then the Message translation. So if I want maybe a little bit, if I want to go a little bit deeper and see what maybe more scholarly text looks like, then I go over to the ESV and the NKJV. And if I'm like, dude, I don't even understand this in the NLT, I go to the Message translation where it's like super like colloquial. And yeah. just, it's like a conversation. So honestly, friends, just be willing to go out there and actually look for it. And our biggest resource is God himself. Like we have access to the King of Kings. So ask for wisdom, ask for discernment. It's not necessarily going to come right away. It's not necessarily going to be a super divine revelation, but ask for help understanding. And it's okay if you need to move on from a verse. And just keep reading. So
definitely. That is so good. And yes, I did not remember about the verse of the day. I totally forgot that they have now like the teachings with it, which make it super helpful.
Right. 100%.
And the blue. So yes, again, I will try to get those links down there for you guys so that you can definitely check out those resources and be able to access those, because when we don't understand the Bible, sometimes we miss out on some beautiful, beautiful truths about God and about ourselves and about how to walk the Christian life that maybe we just didn't miss, that we just missed because we just didn't have one idea that we didn't understand. So that's something that I really love about these resources. So thank you so much, Anna, for sharing that.
Of course.
Did you enjoy that conversation? Don't worry, you'll get to hear more next time as Anna shares the story of a time in her life where God's word spoke to her and guided her in the middle of challenging circumstances. It's an incredible story and you don't want to miss it. If you enjoyed listening to her today, definitely check out her beautiful podcast, The Christian Girls Tea, where you'll find inspiring and encouraging episodes that will set you on fire for Jesus and give you the tools to practically walk out your faith. And with that, sweet friends, I'll close out this episode. I hope this chat has inspired you and given you motivation and practical steps for how to delight in God's word. Anna and I would love to hear your thoughts on this and what you would like to hear in future episodes. I love you all, and thank you so much for listening, friends. Until next time, continue to live, give, and repeat. Yay! You did it! I'm giving you a lovely big virtual hug because you just finished another episode of Her Reading Life podcast. If you'd like to access all the wonderful links I mentioned in this episode, visit my website at bio.site/Shira J. Rodriguez. That's bio.site/Shira J. Rodriguez. There you can access my blog posts, resources, and so much more. Also, check out my Instagram page for more inspirational content. And join my email list for insider secrets and exclusive updates on special events. The links are in the description box below. Also, if you could take a minute and leave a review for this podcast, that would be amazing. We're able to reach so many more people because of your reviews and ratings. I can't wait to chat with you next time, friends. Keep living, giving, and repeating.